Rob Ninkovich, nice enough to come hang out on Patriots Monday. What's going on, man?
Beautiful day to come in here and talk with you guys.
It's a little bit cold out. It's going to be a beautiful Sunday. 46 for Pats Baltimore.
I'll take that. I'll take that. Better than negative 5, what it could be. But
tell me about it.
Yeah. We heard your name an awful lot early on in this game. I mean, you were all over the place early when this game was decided early.
Yeah. No, I mean, the whole week of preparation before we played Tebow, we knew that he was going to be a big factor out there, so we had to keep him contained and not let him, you know, get outside the pocket and have those big scramble plays that he usually does. So that was a big point of emphasis for us.
I noticed you played a little bit different this time. I think the last game, once you guys got a grasp on what they were doing offensively, you came down really hard on Tebow. This time you kind of in between him a little bit and then made him pitch it and not pitch it or whatever, and you played a little bit slower this time.
The first game we kind of just had like the, you know, go and hit him right away, force the issue, you know, make him uncomfortable. And, you know, that worked with Mark getting that fumble, you know, that forced fumble and everything. But, you know, sometimes it kind of hurts you, too, because you're not letting those guys scrape and get time to go get the pitch. So we kind of just had a different scheme on this one. And this week we slow played everything and let him, Tebow, kind of read and see what he wanted to do with the ball rather than just automatic make him give the pitch.
Last time, if you didn't make that tackle and he was able to pitch it, there was nobody on the back out there, too, so it could have been a big play there. Yeah.
You know, giving time for everybody to get over there, that, you know, that's a big deal right there. So just slow playing it and, you know, getting the backers to come over and get the pitch. So it worked
Speaking
out
of everybody
for us.
Getting there, I think the bye week did you guys a lot of good because you guys look really fast. The pursuit looked really fast. People swarming to the ball.
Yeah.
And that slow playing really helped you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
And
the bye week helped me out a lot because, you know, during that the 16 weeks, our bye originally earlier in the year was, I think, like halfway through. So you go 8-game stretch of, you know, every week, your body kind of takes it, you know, gets beat up. And so having that week off kind of really gets you back, gives your body that week of rest. So I was happy to have that.
Curious, I know we talked to Deion Branch, Rob, about how Josh McDaniels helped the offense. How much did he have in terms of prepping you guys for Tebow this time around? I mean, he coached him, Tebow. I guess he ran some of the scout team against your defense this week. Yeah. How much did that help, and how much was Josh a part of, you know, helping change that scheme for this game?
Well, you know, obviously with him being there and, you know, knowing the personnel, he knows Tebow, you know, better than anybody. So he can kind of, you know, put out the schemes that he thinks that they're going to run against us. And ex-coach for them, I mean, he's got all the insight on everything. So he obviously was able to give our coaches the best information possible to put the best scheme that we could against
him. I would think it would be more stuff like, guys, he can't read that well, you know, because really some of the plays will probably change.
Yeah.
They'll probably be like, well, they're going to throw the ball with this guy. They're going to make one read with him, and that's it, and then he's going to pull it down and run it. That's the kind of stuff I would look for from Josh, you know, as a defensive player.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the thing. When you watch tape on Tebow, he's not just you know, a regular quarterback where, hey, he's going to be in the pocket, and this is the routes that they're going to run in certain situations. I mean, everything that they do is different. You know, third down could be like first down. They're going to run the ball. You know, you never know what they're going to do. And then once he gets out of the pocket, that's where all the big plays happen because, you know, guys in coverage think, well, hey, maybe I can go get him. He's only 10 yards away from me. But then they uncover, you know, somebody, and then he throws the ball for a little check down for 30 yards. So that's the most difficult aspect of playing a guy like Tebow is him extending the play and, you know, the receivers scrambling and, you know, finding an open area in the field. So
how big is confidence right now in your defense? I mean, you talk about big plays, 5 sacks yesterday, 10 tackles for a loss. The way you guys have played really the second halves, you know, the last 2 or 3 games down the stretch, you know, you guys have given up some big chunks of yards all year long, but it seems like right now you're confident as far as moving forward here.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, obviously during the year there's been ups and downs and, you know, big plays that have happened against us. But at the end of the day, it's about points on the board and turnovers. I mean, if you can get those turnovers like we've been doing all year, that's going to help a team like us because of how potent our offense is. The more times you can get them the ball, obviously the better you're going to be in the long run. So, you know, the start of the playoffs, it's a 1-game season, and you know, that's the mindset you got to have going into these games is it doesn't matter what happened in the past. The whole season, you can't even look at any of the games because, you know, that's over with. You got to look forward, and whoever you're playing, you got to prepare for them the best you can. So, you know, coming into Denver week, we knew that, you know, the regular season's over. This is just a one-game season now. You don't play well, you go home. And so, you know, we have that mentality of, you know, whoever we got to play, we got to prepare for them, and we got to go out there and execute. So, you know, obviously we got a challenge ahead of us playing Baltimore, and they're a good team. So we're going to prepare. We're gonna do what we do out there.
We saw the Pittsburgh game the week before, and all the big plays they gave up yeah. in that football game that really helped Denver win that game. How much did that film help you guys in preparing? And one other question too: how much did you hear the phrase GTFB this week? Did you hear that one at all this week?
We went over that phrase with Troy last week.
No, you know, when you watch the Pittsburgh game, it didn't seem like they played that game as aggressive as usually when you turn on the tape and you watch Pittsburgh, how they really are aggressive and they're attacking and they're getting tons of pressure on the quarterback. You know, Tim obviously was able to sit back there and throw those deep balls and run around and make all those plays. So, you know, coming in this week, we were really emphasizing, like, you know, get him uncomfortable in the pocket. Don't let him, you know, just sit there and be able to throw the play action pass like they've been doing all year. So just getting after him, and that was our game plan, was to get him uncomfortable.
Now, I'm guessing you watched a little bit of the football this week, the other game?
Yes, I did, yeah.
I'm wondering, because, you know, when you watch a game, usually, you know, you follow the ball. You know, you follow the quarterback, the running back, wide receivers, the defensive player. Do you follow the other side of the ball, or do you look more of what the offenses are doing?
No, you know, I look at it the whole game. I'm watching the whole game. So, you know, when I'm watching the defenses, I like to kind of see what they do. You know, when I was watching the Houston Ravens game, you know, I was just kind of seeing what they like to do. With the Texans, I was watching how their defensive line is really aggressive. You know, they got those guys that are really good pass rushers. So, and I think, what, Flacco get sacked 5 times, I do believe?
Yeah, I think it was 4 or 5 for sure.
4 or 5 times, yeah. So I like to watch, you know, what the defense is doing to the offense, because that's the offense that I'm going to be going against, that offensive line.
When you talk about Flacco and Baltimore offense, I think for me as a fan, I look at a guy like Ray Rice, who does so much. And as a linebacker, you think running back, he runs the football. But he seems like one of these all-purpose guys, Robs, that when he's in that backfield, the catch out of the backfield's got to be a concern with a guy like Ray Rice.
No, definitely. He's got great ball skills to where he can go out of the backfield and catch a ball in the flat, you know, and really get some big yards on you. So wherever he is at, you have to be, you know, really alert to – He's one of their go-to guys. So wherever he's at, you got to make sure you got a guy on him in good coverage, because anytime he's got the ball, he's going to be dangerous.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of glad you guys got Baltimore and not Houston. I think the offensive line is outstanding, and I think Arian Foster is a very patient runner.
Yes.
And once he gets his shoulders turned downhill,
he's
a hard guy to bring down.
You know, watching him run, he's very impressive with how explosive he is, and when he sees the hole, he hits it hard. So, you know, he had a great season. You got to give him credit for a great season.
Exactly.
You know, I think it was Gerard Mayo after the game talking about a guy like Vince Wilfork. You know, doesn't show up in the stat sheets. Had an absolutely amazing year, but what those guys are able to do in that front free you guys up an awful lot. Like Mayo was saying, it made my life a lot easier, you know.
Yeah.
How important is that play? You talked about that Houston front four.
Yeah, you know, I mean, those guys inside, you know, those guys are huge for the inside backers, because they really take on those double teams and, you know, open things up so draw can actually, you know, see where the back is and see everything. The more vision you have on the running backs and the quarterback, the better you're going to be able to jump on those play action passes and, you know, obviously be more aggressive in the run. So, you know, Vince has done a great job for us all year. He's, you know, the best nose tackle in the league, and he doesn't just play that. He plays every position on the D-line. You'll see him at end. You'll see him at a 3 technique. You'll see him in the nose spot. So, you know, he's very versatile in what he can do on the D-line.
I know you guys had a chance to study Denver a little more this time. You looked a lot better against the run. But how much did having Patrick Chung and Brandon Spikes in the lineup this go-around help you guys against the run this week?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Spikes, he's just, you know, he's a pure downhill thumper. He's a big boy out there. So, you know, always having him with you out there is a great feeling, because he's always got the energy. You know, he's saying crazy stuff, and I just kind of look at him and I'm listening to him thinking, you know, this guy's crazy. But, you know, he brings a lot of energy to the field, and, you know, he really plays with a lot of heart, which, you know, I respect a lot. And Chung as well. He's out there flying around, you know, hitting people, throwing his body around, hitting people, and that, you know, that's what you want out of your safety. You want a guy who's flying around and just, you know, having a presence out there so receivers don't want to go over the middle because, you know, that Chung's going to, you know, put the hit on him.
So now we know Spikes just doesn't just tweet crazy stuff. He also says crazy stuff next year there in the lineup.
Yeah, you know, when he's out there, he's kind of in his own little world, and he says what he wants. So
I think when he's anywhere, he's in his own little world.
Yeah. I listen to him. I just like to, you know, see what he's saying because it kind of, you know, when I'm in the game, I'm really focused in the game and what I'm doing. But, you know, when I listen to him talk sometimes, it just kind of makes me laugh, you know, because he's just out there saying whatever he wants, and it's pretty funny.
And let me say this about Rob Nitovich. He is probably the one guy that I've seen this year that, with playing time, this guy got better and better, and is showing up right now in the playoffs. So yeah. I want to let you know that, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I believe it was Nikovic. Was it
Nikovic?
Nikovic? Nikovic. That's what they've been calling him.
Nikovic.
Grabowski.
Yeah, we got them all down.
Appreciate the time, Rob, as always.
Right.
We'll talk to you next week.
Well, thank you.